Start with the United Rugby Championship. The Bulls' defensive line had to dig deep in the second half of their semi-final against the favourites to win the competition, Leinster. And the team from Pretoria became the first team to book their place in the final when they beat the Irish outfit with a close scoreline of 27 to 26 points in Dublin. Now the Bulls made it difficult for Leinster in every department of the game, from the lineouts, the scrums and the collisions. The second semi-final will be played later today at the DHL Stadium in Cape Town when the Stormers take on Ulster at 3 o'clock. Moving on to the Currie Cup and the results that we saw yesterday, the Griquas beat the Pumas with a close scoreline, with a big scoreline of 45 to 44 points, and then the Sharks struggled at the Donny Craven Stadium, losing 21 to 28 points against the Western Province. At 5:45 this evening, the Bulls will look to secure top spots on the log when they play against the Toyota Cheetahs at the Toyota Stadium in Bloemfontein. Moving on to football, the Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce is confident that his team will bounce back and beat Liberia in the 2023 African Cup of Nations qualifiers. Now Bafana Bafana will take on Liberia on the 21st of September at home, and then will travel to the West African country 5 days later. In cricket, Rossie van der Dissen says that the experience of the South African players in the IPL has helped the team beat India by 7 wickets in their first T20 international on Thursday. South Africa achieved their highest T20 run chase to end India's bid to record a record 13th successive victory. The Proteas will play against India in the second T20 International tomorrow at 3:30. That's how we wrap up your sports news for this hour. For 5FM Sport, I'm Aaron Masemola.
A final look at you.